those that are here at Times Square Church with us and those that are joining with us online this evening, God bless you. And we trust that you will experience the victory that many people here and online are already experiencing. I leaned over to one of the pastors this evening and I said, isn't it wonderful that the praise reports are almost equaling the prayer requests that are coming in? God is answering prayer in a phenomenally powerful way. You need to let your friends and neighbors know about this prayer meeting, because I'm telling you, God is answering prayer. And if you don't believe that, you go on the website you're on right now and you look at answered prayers and see what the Lord is doing. I want to show you a video before we go to prayer this evening. And in this particular video, it's a homeless man here in New York City that at least tried to attend this church from the time it was founded 28 years ago. He was a Jewish man. He lived out on the streets. He had a problem with anger. And he would come into the church and he would create a ruckus and we'd have to escort him out. We'd have to help him find his way out. And I don't know how many times we put him out of here. He threatened to blow the church up. He was arrested for threatening one of our female staff. The list just goes on and on. Then he would come back and he would beg for permission to reenter and he would come back into the church. And in a short while ago, he asked for permission to come back and sit in the sanctuary, and we put him on probation, which meant that he had to sit next to a security staff person in order to be able to attend this church. Long story short, he went home to be with the Lord on February the 18th. He found Christ as Lord and Savior and left a video testimony for this church congregation. And my point is, folks, that we're never to give up on anybody at any time, under any circumstance. With God, all things are possible. Nobody is too far away from the Lord. And after we watch this video, we're going to gather together. And I want you to think about people in your family, your life, your situation, your neighborhood, that would be the least likely candidate you'd ever think would become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. And these are the people we're going to pray for. People who are angry. This man was angry. This man would sometimes follow us down the street cursing at us as we'd leave the house of God. He was very, very angry, and he had his reasons for that. But I want you to see this video. His name is Mark Wasserman. He's at home in heaven with God today. And I thank God that in this church that we had maintenance workers, security team members, ushers, and others of the congregation that never gave up on Mark. Most everybody here, when you see his picture, you'll know who he is. He's been part of this congregation since the doors opened. Well, not part, but he tried to be part of it. And he became a real part of it just a few months ago. And now he's really, really a part of it as he looks down from heaven's balcony tonight and encourages us to pray. Oh, thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God for the mercy of Christ. Don't ever give up. Don't give up on anybody. Don't give up on, a lot of people are angry and they have their reasons for being so. But God's able to break through that and give them life. And I do believe that Mark Wasserman is a sign to this church of what God's willing to do in New York City. The people that you least ever think are going to give their lives to Christ. People that have railed against God and against his people. People who are bitter and angry and embracing lifestyles and such like and opinions that are so contrary to the ways of God. But you'd be surprised how merciful God can be and how they can turn. And so I'm going to ask us in a moment, Stephanie, a young lady that works for us, is going to come and lead us in prayer. And as she does, I'm going to ask you to stand and form a group of about four or five people around in a circle. And let's pray for the least likely people that we know that will ever come to Christ. That you don't, if there's got to be names, because I know I got some in my mind right now, that you don't think they'll ever turn. But you'd be amazed what God is able to do. And let's believe for the worst of the worst in this city. Let's start even naming people, organizations, whatever it is, and just start to believe God. Would you stand, please? And those at home, please join us. Stephanie's going to lead us in prayer. turn around, form a circle, four or five people, and start lifting up names. Just mention names that may not mean anything to other people, but means a lot to you. And just start speaking it. Let's believe God as we pray together. Every voice lifted up, every prayer counts in this house. God bless you.
God, we thank you that you went after the one. Lord God, you left the 99 behind and you went after the one, Lord God. God, I want to thank you for the marks in this city, Lord God. Those that seek after you, Lord God, in the end of their days, Lord God. We know there's so many more marks out on New York City's streets. Lord God, there's so many marks, Lord God, in those apartments, Lord God, that are longing for you, Lord God. They need your salvation, Lord God, and we're just asking tonight, Lord God, that we wouldn't forget to seek your face for them, Lord God, that we wouldn't forget to intercede for their lives, Lord God, intercede for their souls, Lord God. God, I thank you for the prodigal sons, Lord God, those that walked away from you, Lord God, those that knew you when they were younger, Lord God, and chose to pursue their own ways. Lord God, I thank you that you're calling them home tonight, Lord God. You are calling them back. Your arms are open wide, ready to embrace them, ready to put that signet ring on their finger and that robe around their shoulders. Lord God, there's so many names that each one of us could name, Lord God, that we are desperate for them to proclaim you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we're petitioning on their behalf tonight, Lord God. We're asking for their lives. We're asking for their souls, Lord God. We're asking that they would come and they would acknowledge you as their Lord and Savior. They would ask for forgiveness, Lord God, and you would come into their lives. You would know them. Lord God, I know for me, family members, Lord God, God, I'm asking for them tonight, Lord God. We're asking for friends, Lord God. We're asking for those people that we walk by on the street corners, Lord God, that we know need to know you. God, let us not pass them by, Lord God, because you don't pass them by. Lord God, help us to seek your face for them, Lord God. Jesus, come, Lord God. Don't let the burden be lifted from us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to keep interceding until we see them come into your kingdom, Lord God. Don't let us forget about them, Lord Jesus. Help us to go into the prayer closet and seek your face and seek your yes and amen for their lives, Lord God. God, we know that you desire all men to be saved. We know that you are calling everyone to come into your kingdom. We know that your heart breaks for those that deny you, Lord God, but we're asking for more for your kingdom. God, I'm asking for this city, Lord God, that New York City, Lord God, would see so many more people saved, Lord God. So many people come into your kingdom, Lord God. God, because they know that you're faithful. Lord God, that we would declare your name to be faithful. We would declare you to be Lord of Lords and King of Kings to so many of our loved ones, for so many of those that you put on our heart tonight, Lord God. God, we're asking for salvation. We're crying out for salvation. God, we're asking that you would come, Lord God, come and show yourself, Lord God, through dreams, through visions, Lord God, through encounters with you, Lord God. God, we read about it in your word, Lord God. We're asking that you would come, Lord God, that we would see testimony after testimony after testimony of those, Lord God, that we can't see, Lord God, salvation, Lord God, but you can. Lord God, Saul says that he was the worst of sinners, and yet you came on that Damascus road and you met with him. Lord God, we're asking for the worst of sinners, Lord God, that they would come into your kingdom and they would proclaim you, Lord God, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're asking for the prodigal son. We're asking for that one sheep, Lord God, that you would go after the one sheep, Lord God, that we would keep praying for that one sheep until it comes into the fold again. God, we thank you that you're faithful. We thank you that you're a heavenly Father. You are slow to anger, that you are rich in love. Lord God, your mercies are new every morning. Lord, we thank you that you forgive the worst of sins, Lord God, that you say, whoever comes into me, whoever runs to me will be saved and proclaims me as Lord of Lords. God, we thank you that you are the only way, that you are the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to get to the Father is through you, Lord God. We're asking that you would bring so many to your kingdom tonight, Lord God, so many to know the truth of your word. Lord God, I know that you're hearing every cry of every heart tonight, Lord God, and I'm praying that you would answer every single cry, Lord God, that we would see so many people coming and acknowledging you, Lord God, those that we never thought possible. Lord God, you look at the impossible and you make it possible. Tonight, Lord God, you look and see the hopeless situation and you say that I have hope. And Lord God, we proclaim hope over these situations. We proclaim hope and salvation over those people tonight, Lord God. We thank you. You have a heart for New York City. And we're going to see so many more marks come to you, Lord God, tonight. And in these next few months, Lord God, we're going to see it, Lord God, because it's your heart, God, and we're praying your heart tonight. God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name.
You know, the Lord is doing some powerful things. I want to share some with you as we continue to go to prayer. We have a praise report that I felt I needed to read to you tonight. And it says, many months ago, I submitted, this is somebody online, as part of our online prayer meeting. I submitted a prayer request during a Tuesday night prayer meeting for baby Brandon, who was born very prematurely and in critical condition. I then submitted another prayer request at a later date about the spinal surgery he needed. Throughout that time, I was submitting prayer requests and answered prayers as the Lord was miraculously growing and healing baby Brandon during the months in hospital. I then submitted my final answered prayer, which Pastor Patrick joyfully read the night of the prayer meeting on November the 4th. I've attached a picture of this miracle baby that the Lord continued to form and perfect outside the womb. He'll be celebrating his first birthday soon, and all I can say is praise God and thank you, Times Square Church. Now, she submitted this prayer request on behalf of a coworker who's not a believer in Christ yet. I told him God had used his son to encourage people around the world with hope for their circumstances as they saw the hand of God perform a miracle in answer to our prayers. Neil and I were talking last week, and I asked him to send me a picture of baby Brendan to forward to Times Square Church. I told him the church has invested their time and hearts to pray for his son and how blessed everyone would be to see this miracle baby. He was deeply moved. Yes, the TSC prayer meeting reaches out in ways you could never imagine. Oh, how great is our God. I look at this precious child today, remember him being so tiny, hooked up with a hard collar around his neck, his parents so broken as there was one setback after another, and I can't stop crying and thanking and praising God. Hallelujah. And here's another one. Dear TSC, I was born on the 5th of January, 2015. I had a rough time. You prayed for me. Jesus heard you. Praise God. Thank you all, TSC prayer team. Bless you. Hi, Pastor Carter. See you at the church soon. Love and hugs. The new and improved Emma Jean. And we got a picture of Emma Jean up there yet? We do? I don't know if you remember the prayer request. I do. She came home, and she was in an incubator, and Mom could only hold her hand. I don't know if you remember that. And it was touch and go all the way. And all 5 pounds of Sarah doing well now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that. I really encourage you to go online and read the answers to prayer. There's so many phenomenal answers. This is one I thought was noteworthy. 2 weeks ago, I forgave my parents after Pastor Carter's counseling. Last night, I forgave my much older and bigger abusive cousin. My flesh wanted to forgive with a 2x4, but thank God for the grace to love. Thank God. And thank God for the honesty. I have also wanted to forgive with a 2x4 from time to time. Tonight, I want to take a moment to pray for children. God is healing. That's obvious that God is healing. God is delivering. We're getting praise reports of sons and daughters coming home, and not just coming home after having lived on the streets or being involved in some cases in the sex trade, others involved in drugs and addiction and pure rebellion, but coming home and getting right with God, coming home and getting involved in church, coming home and even going to Bible school in some cases. God is touching this generation. As we come forward, we begin to pray. The Lord's doing what only He can do. Prayer requests this evening from Tokyo, Japan. Please pray for my son. He's scolded at school every day. I think he doesn't get enough attention. Pray for recovery and grace. And we're going to pray for you in Japan this evening that God would touch your son and answer the cry of your heart. And I expect in the not too distant future to see a praise report from you about this. Again, here in the U.S., pray for my 11-year-old son, Noah. He's very disobedient and rebellious, and I so desperately want him to be sold out for Jesus. One time in this church, a lady who used to sit in the front row, she had about a 5-year-old child. She brought him backstage one time. This is years ago, many, many years ago. She brought him backstage, and she said, "Do something with him." He was a very active, very hyperactive child. And sometimes they make the best preachers. And anyways, I prayed. I laid my hands on him, and I prayed that God would raise him up as a minister of the gospel. Well, he went to Summit International School of Ministry. And he was so calm. It was just noted for his calmness, which just shows you what God can do. New York City, pray that my daughter will return to Christ and come out of the sex industry. I've been praying for years that God will meet her and deliver her, bringing all the demonic activities in her life to an end. We're going to pray with you tonight. We're going to believe God for your daughter. We're going to believe God for this girl tonight. We're going to fight for this girl. We're not going to let her go. From Montana, Gabby, a 6-year-old girl, is at a Seattle Children's Hospital with severe health issues. Time is running out, so please pray for a miracle. We're going to join with you tonight in Montana. We're going to pray for this little 6-year-old girl. Believe God. Florida, please pray for my daughter who is bipolar and is unsaved. She's threatened to commit suicide. She's been battling insanity and relapses for 14 years. Pray that God will save her and help her. We're going to believe for this miracle this evening. From the U.S., my little boy has been seeing scary things at night. Please pray for the presence of God. We're going to stand. We're going to stand against the devil. He doesn't have the right to this generation. Again, from here in the U.S., please keep my 14-year-old daughter in prayer. She's dating boys, and she might be doing other ungodly things. She needs salvation and deliverance. We're going to stand with you. Barrie, Canada, pray for my son James, age 17. He struggles with addiction to money and pot. He's going to court March 24th for drug trafficking. We're going to pray with you, Jen, and believe God for your son. From the U.K., from Glasgow, U.K., pray for my daughter, Sarah. She's 18. She's suffering from a mental disorder. She has an eating disorder. She's self-harming and in despair. We're going to stand and believe God for this girl. We're simply going to take these children back from darkness. We're going to stand and... Roger from Lake Charles, Louisiana. A young boy named Dason needs prayer for healing. The problem is severe. He's suffering from demonic oppression. Please pray for complete healing. Roger, we're going to stand with you for this boy. San Antonio, Texas. As of February the 7th, I'm having unexplained seizures, chest pain, and partial paralysis. I'm 17 years old. Alicia, we're going to stand with you in Texas. We're going to believe God for victory for you tonight. I don't know about the rest of everybody listening online, but I've had enough of this. I've had enough of the devil treading on this generation. We're going to take back. We're going to take back what he's trying to steal from us. St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada. My friend's son, age 16, a really nice boy, got mixed up with the wrong people and is now on drugs. Please pray for him. Diane, we're going to join with you tonight, and we're going to believe for this boy. South Carolina, 2-year-old Jaden has seizures. 4-year-old Austin has a genetic disorder, and 4-year-old John needs a heart transplant. Please pray that God may heal them. Carolyn, we're going to stand with you. And it seems like a terrible situation. We're going to believe God for miracles. And you remember to tell us. You remember to email in and let us know. And from Florida, please pray for our grandson, Oliver, with a rare disease. He's still in the hospital since birth and waiting for surgery in North Carolina at Duke. I'm assuming that's Duke University. Let's believe God with all our heart. We're going to stand tonight. We're going to believe. We're going to lift our hands to the Lord. I simply refuse to take no for an answer. We're coming to the throne of God. We're coming to the one who created this universe by the word of his mouth. We're coming to the one who loved this world so much that he sent his only begotten son into this world to pay the penalty for sin and destroy the power of evil. We're coming to his throne. We're coming tonight to take back what the devil is trying to steal from this generation. We're coming because God is a God of mercy And God is a God of miracles. He raises the dead. He opens prison doors. He heals those that are sick in body. He gives freedom to those that have been oppressed. This is the God we serve. So we're not willing to settle for less than the full victory of the cross. For when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, my Bible tells me that he took the keys of hell with him and destroyed the works of darkness. We're going to stand. We're going to believe God for victory tonight. We're going to believe with everything that God's given us. I refuse to be silent. I refuse to hold my peace while there's still time to cry out for this generation. I refuse to let the devil have the last word in this time we're living in. I will lift my voice. I will pray. I will believe God for victory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Pastor David, come lead us, please, if you will. Pastor David Hamm's going to lead us in this prayer, but everybody here, lift your voice tonight. Everybody take a stand. If you can remember some of these children, the ones that are addicted, the ones that are oppressed, the ones that need the healing touch of God, let's believe God that he will raise them up for the glory and honor of his name. We lift our voices to God tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we cry out to you, God. We cry out to you, Father, for our children. We ask you, Lord God, for our children, for their lives, for salvation. Oh, Lord God, you brought a child before your disciples, and you spoke, Lord God, that they would humble themselves and be just as this child, that it was this child that represented the greatest in your kingdom. Lord God, we ask for greatness that would come forth out of the lives of our children. We ask you right now, Jesus, that as you call children unto you to sit down, we call our children out, Lord God, from darkness. We call them out, Lord God, from sickness and disease. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that you would awaken the lives of our children, that you would awaken them, oh God. We push back every plan of the enemy right now. Every scheme of deception. Deception that's found in music and in the movies and film. Deception, Lord God, that's being taught in our schools. We come against it now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to quicken the spirit, quicken the lives of our children. God, reach and touch bodies, Lord God, that are sick. Lord God, we ask you right now, bring healing in their bodies. Lord God, we ask for babies, Lord God, that are in the hospital now. Touch them, Lord God, with the miraculous touch that they would come alive, Lord God, in the power of your spirit. Quicken their bodies right now, oh God. Quicken their bodies. You have the power to do it. The power that only you have, Lord God. The same power that you brought forth to resurrect your son from the grave. Oh, Lord God, bring resurrection life, Lord, now in those children that are in the hospital. We come against cancer. We come against diabetes right now in the name of Jesus. We come against all sickness and disease. Oh, Lord God, we pray right now for parents that are waiting right now in the emergency room. Parents that are sitting right now in the hospital waiting for a miracle. Lord, we cry out right now for that miracle. Strengthen mothers, strengthen fathers, Lord God. Lord, as they might stand together, although they might feel very weak right now, we ask, Lord God, that you would make them strong. We pray right now, Lord God, that there would be life, resurrection life. We come against the enemy, Lord God. We come against darkness. We come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of neglect and doubt. Oh, Lord, we come against bullying in the school. And we ask, Lord Jesus, that you would protect our children in the schools. Every spirit of bullying, we push that back in the name of Jesus. And we cry out to you, Lord God. Said, oh, Lord, lift up their heads. Strengthen them now, oh, God. Father, we come against low self-esteem. We come against the feeling of not wanting to live and children that feel like they just want to die. But oh God, we cry out for life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need you, Lord God. Lord, there are children even now that cannot sleep through the night. Lord God, we ask right now that you would invade their dreams. We ask, Lord God, that your warring angels would go forth. Lord, we would touch them even in the midnight hour, would touch them through the night, that they would sleep on through the night, oh Lord God. Oh, we need you now, Jesus, to touch this generation in a special way. We come against, Lord, addictions now. The addictions to pornography, the addictions to alcohol, the addictions to weed. We come against it right now, Lord Jesus. We trust you and we believe you right now, Father, to break every addiction, to break every chain that's holding them bound by sin, bound by wickedness. And we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We believe you right now, God, for a revival, an awakening in our children. Lord, we're asking that teenagers, that young adults that have drifted away, we're asking you, oh Lord God, that their hearts would be broken for you, that they would come home with a repentant heart, that they would come home, Lord God, broken, ready to receive, Lord God, your gospel. God, I pray that parents would not quit, that they would not give up on their children, but that they would continue to pray earnestly for the souls of their children. Oh God, give us a fight to fight for our children, that we would not quit, Lord, that we would press on to you. God, quicken our spirit, oh God. Quicken our spirit to pray, to seek your face earnestly. God, we believe that you're the miracle worker. You're the great physician. Lord God, go ahead of the doctors right now and touch children right now that are sick. Oh God, we ask right now for a miracle, Lord God. For those that are suicidal, we ask, Lord, that you would step in and intervene right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, oh God, we give you glory. We know now, Lord God, that our children belong to you first and foremost. Take hold of our children, oh God. Take hold of our children, oh God. Take hold of our children, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, because our children are gonna live. They're gonna live, and they're gonna live life abundantly in you, oh God. They're gonna live, they're gonna live, they're gonna live, and they're gonna know you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And just before we go back to worship for a moment, I have a thought in my heart. I see something ahead. I see a lot of young people coming home to the house of God. And as Jesus shared in the story, the biblical story of what's known as the prodigal son, that means a son who took his inheritance that God gave him or his father gave him and took it far away from his father and started to live in a place where he started to do things he never ever believed he would do, feeding pigs. And of course, for a Jewish boy, it couldn't get any worse than that. And he got up and headed home. And I see hardship being one of the factors that's going to bring a lot of young people back to the house of God again. But we need to pray that that spirit of legalism be broken in the house of God. Now, legalism is the opposite of mercy. Legalism is the older brother in that story, is an angry, dour, what took you so long to get here? Let's take a look at all the wrongs you've done. And in comparison to that is God, through Jesus Christ, who simply ran, embraced this young man, kissed him, put a robe on him, covered him, put a ring on him, empowered him, put shoes on his feet, invited him on the journey. And we need to pray that in this nation that legalism be broken in the house of God, and that mercy, there be an absolute revival of the mercy of God that people from all walks of life, the Mark Wassermans of life who have lived on the street, can come in the house of God and find forgiveness and find mercy. Our sons and daughters, that girl tonight that we're praying for that's in the sex trade, can come back into the house of God and not be looked down upon because of what she has done. It needs to be a house of acceptance, a house of joy. When that son came home, his father struck up the band. His father killed the fatted calf. His father began to dance because his son had come home. And there needs to be rejoicing in the house of God. Young people, they know what they have done. We don't need to remind them. We need to tell them who God is. We need to show them who God is. Pray with us tonight that that spirit of legalism be broken off of the house of God, because if it isn't, there's nothing to come home to. Young people come in and are made to sit in the back row and are made to put on certain kinds of clothes and are made to take off their earrings and all. That's what legalism does. It's an exterior forming of righteousness or right standing in the sight of God. It's obnoxious in the sight of God. There has to be mercy. God is good and His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for His mercy. It's the Holy Spirit's job to convince people of the need to change. It's our job to love them. It's our job to cover them. It's our job to embrace them. It's our job to invite them on the journey. That's the church of Jesus Christ. That's the church that will be filled to brim in the days to come. Hallelujah. Let legalism fall into the ground and die. Let it be cursed like Jesus cursed the fig tree. Let it bear no more fruit in this nation. Let the glory of God's mercy cover us. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, God. Sister Vicki, come lead us in prayer. Vicki Griffin, one of the elders in this church, is going to lead us in prayer. And we're going to lift our voices tonight and say, oh, God, let legalism in me be broken. Let me be a vessel of God's love. Let me be somebody running down the road to embrace those that don't have anybody to feel that they love them. Let me be the one that tells those who feel unlovely that they're loved. Let me be the one who tells the drug addict they're clean. The prostitute, she's pure in the sight of God. Let me be the one to be the voice of God. Let my hands be the hands of God and my voice be the voice of God. Lift your voice, my brother, my sister, lift your voice and pray with us tonight.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, amazing grace, God, amazing grace. How sweet the sound, Lord, that saved a wretch like me. Oh, God, we once was lost, God, but now we're found. God, we were blind, God, but now we see. God, we thank you, Lord God. Make us a church, Lord God, a church that is full of your love, Lord God, a church that is full of your compassion, oh God. A church, oh God, that is willing to embrace you. God, we didn't know what to do on our own, Lord God. Many had written us off, but God, you never forgot about us. My God, help us to see what you see. Help us to see what you see. Oh, God, Lord, help us to be, Lord, like that father, Lord God, with our arms open wide, looking for our children to return, God, looking for them to come back home. Oh, God, with our arms stretched wide, Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would start the party. God, we wouldn't wait for somebody else to start it, but God, we'll start it. When we see them coming, God, oh God, we'll strike up the band, God. We'll receive them no matter how they come. If they come dragging, beaten, worn down, God, oh God, we just want to embrace them, God, the way that you do, the way that you do. God, help us. Help us, God. Help us, God. God, we're looking. We're looking for the return. We're looking for the return. We're looking for the return of our children. My God, help us. Make us ready, God, as a church, God, to receive them the way that you do. The way that you do. Oh, help us to pour out your love on them, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to be patient and allow you to do the work, God. God, we're not going to tell them what to wear, how to dress, what to take off. God, your Holy Spirit, he will begin to teach them and reveal your truth to them. He will convict them. Lord God, let us not step out of our place, but Lord God, let you do what you need to do in their hearts and lives. God, we're grateful. We're grateful for what you're getting ready to do. We're grateful for what you're getting ready to do. We're grateful for the families that will return. We're grateful for the children that will return. We're grateful, God. And we give you all the glory now, then, and forever in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, for people that are visiting tonight, some and visiting online, you always thought a prayer meeting is supposed to be a gloomy thing, right? Well, it's only gloomy if you don't believe that God's going to answer you. But if you know in your heart, as many of us do tonight, that we are approaching the throne of grace, not in strength, but in weakness, not with a plan, but just embracing the victory that he won for us on that cross 2,000 years ago, knowing in our hearts that God answers prayer. Knowing in our hearts, as Jesus said, whatever things you pray for, believing. Now, we understand that's things according to the will of God, that you will receive it. And knowing that God even takes things that look really bad and turns them around into something that brings glory to his name. God is able to do that no matter what situation you're in. I've been reading through. It's so encouraging tonight because we've got 39 praise reports have come in this evening. As we're worshiping, as we're singing, these are people whose prayers have been answered just in the last little while, or just letting us know that we had this person in Saudi Arabia that woke up singing a praise song in the midst of the difficult situations that people are finding themselves in there. Thank God for that. Somebody in Syria texted in this evening letting us know that Christian people were set free. Prayers were answered, and Christians who were captured by ISIS have been released, and we thank God for that. Thank God. No wonder we want to clap our hands. No wonder we want to shout. No wonder we want to dance in the house of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. How wonderful it is to be part of a prayer meeting now at this juncture in history, where tonight we have people from 149 nations that are being part of this prayer meeting. Some are groups, some are individuals, Some are with us live and others are coming in after the fact because it's recorded and they can access that. But in any event, people are coming in to be part of this prayer meeting. I was reading this one, just brought gladness to my heart. Listen to this. It's from Jamaica, New York. I was robbed and my son was assaulted weeks later. Saturday, we went to take care of the matter concerning my stolen phone, and they had a big event, and my son won 2 NBA tickets. We never could have afforded tickets, praise God. God takes something bad and brings something good out of it. I hope that your son enjoys that. That's basketball, right, NBA? Right. I hope he enjoys it anyway. Praise God. God can take a bad situation and turn it around for good. His kingdom is a joyful place. The Bible tells us that he takes off that garment of mourning and gives us a spirit of praise. Paul in the New Testament says, bring your prayer requests to God with thanksgiving. Now, I don't know how you can do that unless you know that God's going to answer what you bring to him. You bring those prayer requests saying, thank you, God, that you know my need and you know my heart and you know my situation. You're a God of mercy and miracles, and you came to the earth and died to break the power of hell over my situation, my life, my mind, my family, whatever it is. Earlier this evening, for many who are with us online now, you notice that we didn't start like we normally do. Usually you come in online, the curtain is down and you wait. It says the service will start in a few minutes and the curtain goes up. But what happened is in between 5 and 7 o'clock, where we gather to pray before this meeting starts online, the joy of the Lord broke out. And the joy of the Lord broke out when we prayed against depression. And people who were depressed, who had gathered here, who were fighting with depression, had the courage to just stand up and say, I need prayer. And brothers and sisters around them gathered together and began to and put their hands on their shoulders and began to pray. And the spirit of heaviness lifted. And we began to sing. We began to clap. And the curtain never went down. And when you came online, we were just doing what we were doing before you joined in with this meeting. I'm going to ask April, if you would come up, please, and join us on the platform. This young lady is going to lead us tonight in a prayer for those who are depressed, those who are suffering depression, those who are at home. If you're with a group of people in your living room, just stand up and have the people with you. Just put their hands on your shoulders and pray with us. And then we here tonight, about 1,500 strong in New York City, have been fasting. We're going to pray for you. And we're going to believe that God will lift that spirit of heaviness off of you. And that when we sing at the end of this meeting, that you're going to sing with us. When we dance, you're going to dance with us. When we shout, you're going to shout with us. In spite of what your neighbors think. And when they hear you shouting and they think it's just your standard fight with your wife or your husband. And tomorrow you meet them in the hall and you say, hey, you may have heard me shouting last night. And they'll say, yeah, I heard you shouting. Well, I want to tell you why I was shouting. God came into my apartment and God set me free from depression. And God, through his son, Jesus Christ, broke the chains off of my hands, broke the chains off of my mind. And I feel like a new person. I feel hope and I feel help. And you watch what your neighbor's going to do. Your neighbor's going to say, hey, can I come to that meeting next week with you so that I can pray and God could touch my life as well? I want to pray tonight for people who are depressed because we're living on the victory side now. No matter what's going on in this world is not our final home. This world is only temporary. And one day soon, this is all going to pass away. And you and I are going to be in a place where there's no more sorrow, there's no more sickness, there's no more sighing, there's no more loud music in our neighbor's house unless it's praise music, and we're not going to have a problem with that. It's going to be forever. This is only for a short season. And part of getting out of depression is starting to understand this is not going to last forever. This is just a momentary vapor. This is all going to pass away. Jesus Christ died to give me the victory. I don't have to live under this cloud anymore. My future is not dark. My future has light in it. My future has hope in it. My future has power in it. And God promises to take me out of the place that would swallow me and set me in a place of stability. And he said he would give me a new song, a song of praise to him. And the song that God would put in my mouth would cause people who know me to begin to tremble and realize there is a living God in this world. I'm not going down in defeat. I'm going up with God. I'm going over with God. I'm going into victory with God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Let the governments fight with each other. Let the nations war with each other. Let society degenerate into its depravity if it wants to. But I'm not going with them. I'm going with God. I'm going into the victory of my Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank God for victory. Thank God for victory. Thank God for victory. We have victory in Jesus Christ. We live on the victory side. Glory to the name of God. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of God. There's a song that we sing sometimes that's talking about I live on the victory side. I'm living on the hallelujah side. 'Tis no place for gloomy Christians to abide. If you want a gloomy religion, see me after service. We'll give you a list of gloomy churches in New York City. Feel free to attend. But we're not going to live there. We're not going to walk there. We're not going to sing there. We are a people who live in victory because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Give God a shout of victory in this house tonight. Let's stand together. I would ask if you could form a circle one more time, groups of four and five, and pray for people in that circle. People are fighting with depression. You don't even know it. At home, pray, even if you're not used to praying, just agree with us tonight and pray for your family members. Pray for your neighbors, your friends. Pray. If you're alone, lay hands on yourself and pray. Let's believe God for victory tonight. The depression is going to be lifted.
Jesus. Thank you, Father God. God, we thank you so much, oh God, for this time in your presence, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are, Lord God. Your word says, oh God, in Exodus 34, verses 6 to 7, that you are the Lord. You are Yahweh. You are our God, full of compassion, full of kindness, full of mercy, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that your word says, oh God, in the book of 2 Corinthians, oh God, that you are the God. You are the lifter up of the downcast, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, for those, oh God, where like it says in Psalm 69, the floodwaters have come up into their souls, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are drowning, oh God, in their torment, oh God, and suicidal thoughts and depression, oh God. Father God, you took the time to create us, oh God. You made us with tenderness, oh God. You made us with care, oh God. You made us with intention, oh God. And Father God, it's the enemy of our souls, oh God, that's trying to take our eyes off of you, oh God, and have us go inwards and downwards, oh God. But you are the God who lifts us upwards, oh God. You are the God who lifts us heavenward, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that even though all of the stuff that we go through, oh God, we can say, oh God, with the hymn writer, it is well with our soul. Father God, that you would encourage, oh God, the despondent, oh God, tonight, oh God. Lord God, your word says, oh God, that I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, oh God. And Lord God, you ask us to do that for other people, oh God. But Lord, you started with yourself, oh God. So when we are hungry, oh God, you give us something to eat. When we are thirsty, you give us something to drink. When we were strangers, you welcomed us in. When we were sick, when our souls are sick, when our minds are sick, when we are depraved, oh God, and perverted, oh God, you are the God who heals us, oh God. When we were in prison, oh God, in the prisons of our own minds, oh God, in our self-made prisons of our own souls, oh God, you came to us, oh God. So, Lord God, we ask for you to draw near to our souls, oh God. I pray, Lord, for those who need you to draw near to their souls tonight, oh God. For those who need the God of heaven, the maker of the stars, the one who loves them with an everlasting love, that you would turn towards them tonight, oh God. I pray for those that are contemplating suicide, oh God, that they would put down that rope, oh God, that they would put down those pills, oh God, that they would put down that knife, oh God, that they would put down that bottle, oh God, that they would step off of that ledge tonight, oh God. Father God, that you would come to them, oh God, that you would meet them where they are, Lord God. Father God, that the enemy would not be able to have the last laugh, oh God. We say in the name of Jesus, Lord God, this far and no farther, Satan, we rebuke you. We bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus that you would get out of people's minds, that you would get off of their shoulders, that you would take that weight off of these people, oh God, that you would deliver, that you would save, oh God, and that we would hear praise report upon praise report about the God who saves. Your word says, oh God, in Psalm 72, verse 18, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who alone does wonders. God, that you would do wonders tonight, oh God. We are so honored. We are so honored to be a part of your heavenly kingdom. And God, we thankfully and gratefully and affectionately bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name.
For those that are with us online this evening, just want to let you know that starting the first week of May, we're going to be streaming live all the services from this church in New York City, in Times Square Church. The 10 in the morning service, and these are all Eastern times. The 3 o'clock service here in New York City will be streamed live. It'll be a teaching service where you can get out a pad and a pen and you can start. We'll teach on things that you need to know, especially there's a lot of people watching that you don't have a church in your vicinity, or you're in a country, for example, in Saudi Arabia, Syria, other places where there are no churches. And this is an opportunity to get teaching in the Lord. These, you can either get it live, real time, or you can get it recorded. And then Sunday, 6 o'clock, is an evangelistic service. Now that means there will be people sharing stories about how their lives have been transformed, what they were like before coming to Christ as Savior, how they found Him as Lord and Savior, and what their lives are now. And that will be followed by about a 15-minute sharing explanation of the cross of Jesus Christ and what it really means to be a follower of Him, and an opportunity for people to open their hearts, their lives, and receive Him as their living God. And so it's a chance for you to invite your friends and your neighbors, those that are living in communities and towns that don't really have a church, or if you do, there's no evangelistic messages or services anymore. It's a chance for you to invite your family, your friends, come together in your living room, on your laptop, and join with us. It'd be best if you could join us live, because it really draws you in as part of the service, and we will rejoice with you. You can let us know that people have come to Christ in your house, and you begin to pray together with us Tuesday night, and you don't know where that's going to lead. In some cases, God's going to do things through your lives that you're going to be amazed at. But we're in the last days. I don't know how long those days are going to be, but we're in the last days. And the Bible indicates that there will be a gathering of people all over the world who know God, begin to pray, begin to see His power again. I believe that with all my heart. And then very, very soon, also our Friday night service, our youth service, is going to be streamed live as well. So every service in this church is different. There are no two that are the same. And so you can come in and you can get a message on Sunday morning, teaching Sunday afternoon, an evangelistic service Sunday night, a prayer meeting on Tuesday night, and a youth service on Friday. Every service is different. So we thank God for that. It's the pattern of God for this house. And we pray that it will be a blessing to you, to your family, and to your community. Don't buy the lie that you're alone. You're not alone. You're part of a great and wonderful gathering of people around the world. We thank God for that. And so for everybody who's alone in their house tonight, or maybe you don't have an opportunity to even pray publicly in whatever country you're from, we want you to know that we stand with you here in New York City. There's people in this church from 104 nations throughout the world at our last count. We gather together on Tuesdays. We fast for you. We believe with you for victory in your life. And so don't ever buy the lie that you're alone, because you're not alone. Don't ever buy the lie that you're unloved, because you're deeply loved by God. And you're cherished by us here as well in this city. Many people who are in this sanctuary, some might be from your very country right now, for those that are with us online. And you don't know any other believers in Christ. And so we're going to turn the cameras around. And from New York City, we want to say to those that are with us tonight, God bless you. We love you. From New York City, we'll see you next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Our God is able. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.